This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We all know algorithms play a huge role in the content that we watch, right? Think the trending section on Netflix or YouTube recommendations. But I saw a column on Bloomberg the other day about the role that artificial intelligence can play in what content gets made. Trung Phan had the byline. He is now a writer on business and technology for Bloomberg. Once upon a time, though, he tried screenwriting. Trung Phan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. This is my first radio appearance, I believe. Well, maybe I've done another one. I don't know.
Well, good. World premiere or whatever. Speaking of world premieres, tell me about this screenplay you wrote called The Lose.
Okay, so I write now publicly on the internet quite a bit, including a column with Bloomberg. But 10 years ago, I was living in Ho Chi Minh City, and I had dreams of being a screenwriter. And I managed to put a comedy script together and sold it to Fox. Now, the logline for that film was The Fugitive meets Harold and Kumar, set in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
It was just ahead of its time. They weren't ready to make it, okay? but TLDR, it didn't get made. And now we're about a decade later.
All right. So how did it come to pass that you wound up writing a column about it?
So I wrote about the story of writing and selling the script ages ago. And the CEO of an artificial intelligence company, the company's called Cordo AI, happened to read my newsletter. And he's like, "Hey, Trung, I read this article that you wrote about this old script of yours. It just so happens that my company has technology that uses artificial intelligence to kind of scan screenplays. And the way they describe it is they look for the narrative DNA of a screenplay. And they can basically tell you why a film could or could not succeed. I already knew that my film couldn't, but I wanted to find out.
Being a glutton for punishment, you decided to actually get the analytics. So they run your script through the algorithm. Well, how do they know? What are they looking for?
So the CEO of Vest told me that they have a database of about 700,000 scripts. I guess in the AI industry and machine learning, a lot of what you do is you kind of tag certain items. So as an example, in script writing, you can usually tell when a screenplay transitions from the first to the second to the third act. So basically they have this giant catalog and they wanted to run my script against their giant catalog.
So they come back with some report and they tell you what?
So the report comes back. I'm not going to bury the lead here. They said your film is not very commercially viable. So they come back with something I already knew. Having said that, though, they correctly identified actually the genre of the film I was going after. One of the top comparisons that they pulled up was The Hangover 2, which was set in Bangkok.
Yeah.
But they said two things specifically about my script that made it not super marketable. So they have these two scores that they calculate. One is called interestingness, and another is called uniqueness. So what interestingness does is it looks at the range of characters in a script. So obviously most films will have the protagonist and the villain, but then other films, really good films, will have a lot of good secondary and tertiary characters. Apparently my script didn't have those. Whereas if you take a movie like The Godfather, you probably have half a dozen or 10 characters that you actually see how they progress. But to my credit, that's a 3-hour movie and I'm not Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, exactly. And it's worth pointing out here, actually, and this is my favorite part of it, that they also recommended if this film did get made, if they put Chris Pratt in it, if the studio put Chris Pratt in it, it might work.
They basically chose Chris Pratt as the silver bullet for this script.
Right.
They're just like, we looked through the entire 700,000 film and TV database, and based on the interestingness that I just touched on and the lack of uniqueness to this, which is the other score, they're like, it's too similar, the pacing of it and kind of the structure, that your only chance now is, you got to get Chris Pratt in the driver's seat or this thing's done.
If Chris Pratt is a Marketplace listener, maybe we can hook you up. But wait a minute. You mentioned The Godfather, right? And so here's where I want to go bigger picture on Hollywood and AI. The Godfather almost didn't get made like 10 different times, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so now we're trying to put AI into this unbelievably subjective what makes a good movie. And I wonder what you think of that. Set aside your own bad experiences with your film, but come on, man. How do they know?
I'm 100% on the same page with you on this. The one thing I will say is that the AI is advancing just so incredibly fast that I'm hedging a little bit, be like, yeah, will I be completely out of a job as a writer in 10 years? Maybe. Right. So there's that.
Yeah. Trung Phan, he writes on business and technology from Bloomberg Opinion. He's got a Substack. He's got a podcast. You should follow him on Twitter because that's just super entertaining as well. He might not be a screenwriter, but, you know, whatever. There's hope. Trung, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. That was fantastic.